Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 177, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 177. This is a review lesson. God is but love, and therefore so am I. There is no death. The Son of God is free. God is but love, and therefore so am I. Now are we one with Him who is our source. God is but love, and therefore so am I. As I contemplate this lesson, there is no death. The Son of God is free. In claiming there is no death and that we are free, I recognize our oneness with our Creator. And this statement, now are we one with Him who is our source, is that I am one with Him always. I have never not been one with Him. Even in my wildest dreams. But now, as I claim that I am one with Him, I am one in the sense that I am willing to accept it. I think no thoughts differently from Him, and in that we are one mind. God is only love, and therefore so am I. The thoughts of the one mind are the thoughts of love, and only thoughts of love. There are no thoughts of fear or death in the mind of Him who is our source. And as I can accept and claim there is no death, there is only love, I recognize our one mindset, our one-mindedness. And the idea the Son of God is free, it's not that the Son of God is free from death, because that would make death real. But the Son of God is free from all false beliefs, free from the illusion of a separate self. It's not a prison that anyone made for me. I made it believing there is a prison, a separation. And the Son of God is free from that when I realize there is no death, there is only truth. And there is no truth in my false belief. These false beliefs, they are nothing. In truth, I don't think apart from God. God is only love, and therefore my true thoughts are only love. And this recognition that believing any thought other than that is death. And recognizing this is what frees me. My true thoughts are only what my Creator thinks. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to claim the truth. Help me to surrender all thoughts that are not the thoughts I share with God. Help me to build a deep desire to want to surrender the false and fall in love with the truth. In gratitude, I ask. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we allow ourselves to quiet down. With nowhere to go or nothing to do for the next few minutes, we turn our attention away from the worldly things and we focus only on the breath in and out. With each inhale, we feel a draw to surrender our thoughts. With each exhale, we sink deeper into peace. Steady our feet, our Father. Let our doubts be quiet and our holy minds be still. And speak to us. We have no words to give to you. We would but listen to your word and make it ours. Lead our practice as does a father lead a little child along a way he does not understand. The child follows, sure that he is safe, because his father leads the way for him. So do we bring our practice to you. And if we stumble, you will raise us up. And if we forget the way, we count upon your sure remembering. We wander off, but you will not forget to call us back. Quicken our footsteps now, that we may walk more certainly and quickly unto you. and we accept the word you offer us to unify our practicing. As we review the thoughts that you have given us, Thank you for joining with me in surrendering the false beliefs. Namaste.